PCOS, we can feel really stuck, and it can lead us feeling like our body is against us or our body is the problem. Aside from just all of the pressure to look a certain way or to fit clothes a certain way, or even just certain styles being not very flattering or certain sizes not being available, or feeling self-conscious about doing things that we enjoy, different activities and so forth. So PCOS can make us feel stuck. It can make us feel blocked. It can make us feel self-conscious, and it can ultimately create a lot of negativity towards our body. When it comes to healing, not only do we not want to live in that negativity, like we want to feel good about ourselves, not only can that negativity really, pull us down, but it can really get in the way of being able to heal and care for, because in order to provide our body with what it needs, it comes from a place of caring and loving and nurturing, and we can't nurture something that we dislike. And so beginning to create a positive body image goes way past the current propaganda on body positivity. And it goes really deep into being realistic with ourselves and finding ways of talking to ourselves and thinking about ourselves in a brand new way. And that is what we're going to be diving into in today's episode. So let's get started.
You're listening to the PCOS Repair Podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of PCOS and how to repair the imbalances in your hormones naturally with a little medical help sprinkled in. Hi, I'm Ashleen Korchek, and with many years of medical and personal experience with polycystic ovarian syndrome, it is my joy to watch women reverse their PCOS as they learn to nourish their body in a whole new way. With the power of our beliefs, our mindset, and our environment, and the understanding of our genetics, we can heal at the root cause.
Welcome back to the PCOS Repair Podcast, where in today, this episode, we are going to be diving into the importance of creating and cultivating a positive body image while living with PCOS. Body image issues are often overlooked in PCOS management because we want to jump right to what's going to make it better. Yet they play a very significant role in our mental health and our overall well-being. So throughout this episode, we're going to be exploring how PCOS symptoms can impact our body image, discuss societal influences and the stigma surrounding body image in regards to how that comes into play with PCOS. And of course, I'll provide some practical strategies for fostering a positive body image. Okay, so when we think about a positive body image, there's a ton of talk about body positivity, and there's been a lot of really great things in this movement. I think that there's a little bit of a disconnect, and kind of for me has been an internal frustration on this topic between health and positive body image. And so, we have our health goals. We want our body to function well. And in the case of PCOS, it's not the case of just a couple extra pounds that are holding us back or frustrating us, which in and of itself can be really annoying. Side note, just a few days ago, I was up like 2 or 3 pounds, and I had been for a couple weeks, and my favorite pants weren't fitting quite right. And it's amazing the domino effect that without even realizing it, being up 3 pounds is normal. Like we never stay the same weight. We're always kind of on a little bit of like a up and down, and we kind of have our zone that we try to go up and down in. And that's normal. But I was just frustrated. And, there was other things going on. And, you thought, okay, I'm going to wear these jeans. And then you're like, it's not going to work today. And instead of being flexible and rolling with it and having, it kind of weighed me down. And it was about mid-morning when I realized, you know what, this is ridiculous. Like, I know how to care for my body. These 3 pounds are nothing. It just means that we've been on spring break. And I've been eating actually very well, but probably too much. And it's just, I got to get back in my rhythm. In fact, actually my eating has been really good, but my exercising has been off, and it's always creating that balance. It's constantly finding that balance. But I say that to say that even now where I have a lot of body positivity, regardless of how my body is doing, there's been some sports injuries along the way and some various things along the way that, you get frustrated with your body and having to learn how to work through those. The infertility was a big one. I still have days where I have to catch myself and say, hey, this is like nothing. This is just the day that I'm having. And it's really not about my body. So stop picking on my body and realized that it's partially because I slept in too long, something broke, something spilled, something this and that, and I'm supposed to be doing the other thing. And, you know, just this, it's life, but we can almost have it all stem back to, and I'm having a fat day, you know? And because we all have those days where our jeans just don't button quite right. It was my ski pants were, I actually need to get a new pair of ski pants. They're really ridiculous. They stick out in the back and then they're too tight in the front. And so when I bend over to buckle my boots, they're constantly coming unbuckled or unsnapped in the front. So it's kind of a design flaw, but it was really bugging me. And I was trying to get three kids ready for skiing. And it was just like, it's sunny. It's beautiful. Like, we're going to get out there. It's all going to be fine. Like, my coat's going to cover the fact that my button won't stay buttoned. So it's no big deal, but it can feel really frustrating. Like, here is my day and I'm like, my body's not cooperating with me. And I want to help us reframe that to my body's not cooperating with me to what I needed to recognize. This was our second trip in 1 week and we were just doing fun things, but it was getting exhausting. And so I'm probably not taking care of my body, not the other way around. Okay, so when we think about cultivating a positive body image when living with PCOS, what we're doing here is realizing that I have PCOS. We have to like look at that, accept that, see what that is about for us specifically. Is it an energy thing? Is it a weight thing, a fertility thing, a acne thing? What is it that our hair, what is it that our PCOS is creating a negativity in? One of the big ones for me hasn't even been a specific, like I've dealt with all the specifics, but it's almost just been this, like, I feel like it's like a weight around my ankles. Like I can't break through and gain the momentum that other people seem to be able to gain. And that weighs on me. So when we think about the importance of addressing this in the management of PCOS, if we're constantly allowing these negative thoughts to come in and we're thinking, oh my goodness, like I'm not going to be able to, like this is not going to work for me, like these negative things, it's going to get in there and it's going to derail us. We'll have a perfect plan. We'll have followed it for a couple of weeks. We're not seeing the progress we want. We blame it on our PCOS. And all of a sudden the doubt creeps in that this isn't working. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting the effort in? It's not going to work anyway. I'm not going to get to where I want to go. And it all implodes. So as we go through this topic, we're going to really focus on how to shift that mindset to not just be like, oh, I love this about my body, that about my body, or some of the common talk about body positivity, but really how do we work with our body and kind of get into a team spirit with our body and kind of take responsibility for things and take the responsibility off of our body so that we can see like how it's doing its best given the circumstances and things like that. So first of all, when we think about what body positivity is, it really encompasses how we perceive and feel about our body. So like I was feeling the other day on the ski slopes where my button on my pants kept popping over whenever I tried to bend down and adjust my boot buckles on my skis. I was frustrated because I felt like my body was creating a problem. And so I was frustrated with my body. And, you know, it had nothing to do with the fact that I had defective pants. It had nothing to do with the fact that, you know, I've been on spring break. I've been eating not my normal food. I've been sleeping in not my normal routine. I've been not doing my normal exercising. And so there wasn't a lot of grace for my body hanging in there, not getting sick. And I think that's a big part of it. It's like, what is my body doing well? And so when you think about how busy I had been and what I was, you know, you do a lot of health and training and healing and all of this. And then this was the living part and my body was doing great. You know, I was out there skiing. I was out there strong enough to do all these things. And yet here I'm fussing with this button on my pants. But when we start thinking about what is it that is our hiccup? Is it the acne? Is it the weight gain? Is it the fertility? What is it that's creating a negative thought, negative talk about our body? And you know, what things symptom wise for me was the button on my pants. And ultimately I felt like a little bit like bloated or weight gain. What is it that's leading to a feeling of inadequacy and shame or frustration or being held back or something not going smoothly? So those are things that maybe feel, you know, some friction for us. But additionally, there's the society beauty standards and stigma around, you know, PCOS that can further contribute to that. So acne, weight, hair, you know, there's nothing, like, hair is a frustrating one because we want a big, beautiful, thick, full head of hair. We don't want chin hair. But these are things that can be very difficult with PCOS to remedy and can take a fair amount of work and feel like it takes me so much longer just to get presentable in the morning. We can have these thoughts about our body. So understanding these like complex relationships between PCOS and our body image is an essential place to start kind of coping with and breaking down these things. So when we acknowledge these and realize that they have a significant impact on our mental health, then we can begin to explore how we want to handle them, what's going to feel good for us. And then how are we going to talk to ourselves around that? If we just ignore it and say, I accept this, it's fine, I'm going to be okay with it. Now, some things we really can, you know, like maybe we wanted to be blonde and we're brunette. One, we could dye our hair, of course, but maybe we don't want to mess with all of that. It's too much work, too much money, too much effort, and we just need to accept it and it's fine. Like there's really nothing wrong with it. Maybe though, our periods are all funky and we can't figure out when we're ovulating and we can't seem to get pregnant or we keep having miscarriages. Now, this is something where someone who's following the stereotypical body positivity mantras are going to say like, well, we have to just accept who we are. And maybe we weren't, you know, but here's the thing. You get to want what you want. And the disconnect comes in when we want something, but we're not figuring out and acting in a way to allow that into our lives. And that doesn't always mean we're going to have success, but we start to almost create more negativity around ourselves when we can't seem to figure out, well, when we know there's a way, right? We know there's a way to improve our health and we can't seem to figure out that way. That creates like a frustration, like I'm not smart enough. Okay, so now we have a new negative. Then once we know the way, I'm not doing it. And then we create a negative, I'm not disciplined enough, I'm not motivated enough. And we create all of these mental negative blocks to creating the health that we want. And so we have to break those down and create actionable ways that we can slowly create the habits, slowly in bite-sized ways at a pace that we can maintain. So for some people, that's going to be faster. For some people, it's going to be slower. For some people, certain things are going to go faster and be easier and more seamless to implement into their life. And other things are going to trip them up. And it's funny which ones they are. The ones you thought were going to be easy can be the hardest and vice versa. So this is where it's so important to let go of some of the social stigmas and norms and really pull into what is it that you need? What is it that you're wanting? And what is the next best step for you? Let's make a, you know, a positive example on that. So while a lot of the fitness industry now in time of this recording, it's beginning of April, I'm starting to hear a lot of advertisements for swimsuit ready, like get ready for those summer vacations, get ready for the short sleeve, let's do a good arm workouts. Like we're talking about fitness from a beauty standpoint, from an appearance standpoint. But what if what's bothering you, now you have all this noise in your head of other things that should be bothering you, but what's truly bothering you is your fertility. Now, it could be anything, but just as an example here. So in this moment, you have all this noise of all the things that, yeah, I could do more arm workouts. I have a little bit of that, you know, jiggly arms and stuff like that. But what's really bothering me is my fertility. And we can be distracted. But more than being distracted, we can put more and more and more negative on us. And I'm not good at this. And this is wrong with me. And that's wrong with me. And we kind of get pulled in so many directions of negativity that it just pulls us down. And so if fertility is the thing for you, looking into your root cause, healing your root cause, taking those habits and steps that you need to do to heal your root cause based on where you're currently at and what you're currently doing and what you currently need to adjust. That list of habits, that list of to-dos becomes your priority, becomes your laser focus, becomes the thing that you slowly chip away at, and you start to see the progress and you start to see your body responding and you start to be proud of your body. And you start to realize that even in the beginning, it wasn't about being frustrated with your body. It was realizing as you learned this is my root cause. This is what my body's needing. It's this mindset shift of, this is where I've been working against my body. My body's doing its best. This is where I've been working against my body. And, you know, to take that one step further into the positivity is, wow, I'm surprised my body was functioning as well as it was, given the tools I was giving it to work with. And it's not a blame game. You didn't know. As we learn, we do better. As we grow in our capacity, we do better. These are all practices that we have to do. It's like, if you're a musician, you can't just sit down and play some of these really hard pieces by Chopin. You have to start with the really easy one hand at a time C major, you know, music that is very simple, just to get comfortable reading the music, moving your fingers, pushing the right pressure and the notes, and getting your timing right. And it's the same thing when we're creating habits in our health, getting the food, making sure you bought it, you prepped it, you ate it, you found things that you like, you repeated that, and then you included the sleep and the workouts and all the things. A lot of moving pieces to pull it all together. Takes time. We have to be patient with ourselves, give ourselves grace, and be proud of ourselves for learning each step of that. Because that's really the big key, is getting comfortable with each step, putting it all together, giving yourself time, figuring out how to get the habits so that you have the consistency, so that over time you see the progress that you want. Okay, so now you can kind of see where this fits in and how important it is to create this positive dialogue, this positive recognition of how well your body is functioning under suboptimal conditions, helping your body by kind of becoming your own cheerleader of creating a more positive, optimal environment for it to do its thing, and then cheering it along. But how do we start recognizing some of that? We've kind of alluded to some of these, but how do we start recognizing some of these negative body image pattern? So a lot of times we start to see that we are dissatisfied with something, and especially when it kind of gets in the way of our quality of life. And one of the ones that I struggle with, not so much anymore, but when I'm kind of in the healing phase, I get really frustrated in the healing phase because it can take a little longer than ideal sometimes. And there's this thing that happens where you want to do all the things that you're normally doing, the out to dinners, the traveling, and in order to maintain the healing momentum, it's more work. Like, you got to figure out what you're going to order. You can't order what you want. You have to pack certain things on your trip so that you have options. And it gets frustrating. Like, I find myself thinking like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to not have this burden? Like, wouldn't it be nice to be like everyone else that doesn't have to deal with this? And I can get really negative about it. But then I also can get really excited and positive about it when I'm in success mode, like when it's coming together, like when I'm eating the way I want and getting up and getting my workouts in, and I'm seeing the progress and I'm feeling good and I'm feeling the energy and I can tell my body is like, it's, I feel healthier. You can ride that momentum, but getting that started, or the times where there's more resistance to it, like on a vacation and so forth, it can feel really frustrating. And I can get really like, I just hate that I have PCOS. Like, I can get that negativity kind of back in my head. And for me, what helps with that, and you have to find your own things that work for that, but one of the things that works really well for me is to remember that everyone has their things. And sometimes it helps to just be aware of some of other people, my friends, family members, things. Because while I'm struggling with one thing, other people are struggling with something else. And it's just a reminder that life's not easy. And if it was easy, we wouldn't feel proud of ourselves. We wouldn't build that confidence of overcoming hard stuff. And so, you know, it's not meant to be easy. Good things aren't easy for the most part. Now, there's times where, like I said, you're riding that wave of momentum, you're seeing the results, but it's not because it's easy. It's because that's where I'm seeing my progress. I'm seeing the benefits of what I'm doing. And that's exciting and it helps to motivate. But there's also times where we have to draw from our inner strength when the motivation's not there. So that's where the negative patterns, we have to recognize catching them and figure out what works for us to turn them around. Because sometimes it's easy to turn them around quickly. Sometimes it takes a little bit more effort. Okay, so some strategies that I think are really important is to practice self-gratitude. And this is where I've alluded to this a couple of times and mentioned it. But when you start feeling down about yourself, I want you to get a pen and paper out and I want you to write down all of the things that your body is doing correctly. Okay. There can be things that are broken, like maybe you have acne, maybe your periods are all over the place, maybe you're struggling with infertility, maybe your weight is really frustrating. It's just not cooperating. You're having a hard time losing weight, having a hard time maintaining. Maybe you're having hair issues, whatever it is, you know, energy, moods, whatever the thing is that's really getting to you about your PCOS. Take a moment and write down at least 5, but aim for 10 things that your body is doing well. Maybe some of those things that I mentioned on that list, you don't have a problem with. I have great skin, you know. I have, you know, problems with facial hair, but I have really great eyebrows or I have really long lashes. I encourage you to go beyond appearance. It could be, I sleep well. My body does well. It sleeps, it wakes up, rested. I have really good memory. I have really good sense of humor, you know, whatever it is about yourself and ideally things about how your body's functioning. So sense of humor is a little bit out there, but if you have struggled with your mood in the past, that one fits perfectly, right? And so find things that your body is doing well. Maybe you used to have issues with bloating or constipation and you've kind of figured that one out and you're like, you know what? My body is regular. It's agreeing with its food. It's accepting its nourishment. Like, find the things that it's doing well so that you're recognizing that although something's not perfect, you're not broken. Your body's doing what it's supposed to do. Even if it's just that, you know what? I'm able to breathe and my heart's still beating. You know, I'm able to think thoughts. I have good vision. You know, whatever the things are that are good for you, those are really important to recognize. Or my hair is growing like it's healthy. You know, so those are all things that we want to recognize in ourselves and acknowledge and create a list of gratitude for. And then also, you don't have to love every aspect of your body at all. It's ideal to at least reach a neutrality with different parts. And so if there's something that you kind of don't like about your body, to at least become fairly neutral about it. But, you know, more than, again, appearance, focusing on its function. Like maybe you don't like the shape of your toes, but maybe you have really good balance and you're good at yoga and the slightly wide feet that you don't love the way they look really serve you well for good balance and good mobility in your activities. So allowing ourselves to recognize the good is a really good first step. Then engaging in activities that promote positive body and self-care. So sometimes we want to do a certain thing and we have our mind fixated on a certain thing. So lately, I've been wanting to train for a half marathon, but I have a couple injuries and things like that from a long time ago that are kind of getting in my way. And I've been working with some PT to get stronger. I have some really good strength in some of my core muscles, like quads and hamstrings and stuff. But some of my support muscles need some improvement in both flexibility and strength. And so it's this well-rounded thing, and I've been breaking down the steps to get to where I want to go. And if I was so fixated on, I just want to be able to train for a half marathon, I wouldn't be happy with running 3 to 4 miles. I wouldn't be happy with my improvement in my strength training. But what I'm noticing is I'm becoming stronger and more fit and more able. Like I was just complaining about my ski pants. I was just doing a full afternoon skiing Black Diamonds and having a blast and not feeling weak or sore, or I was a little sore. You can't ski them that many times and not get a little bit sore, but I was able to do it. I was strong enough to continue. And so that is something where I need to slow down and recognize, look what my body is doing. And I need to do the things that I can do right now instead of fretting about the things that are still slightly out of reach. And so when we look at what we're choosing to do for our activities, what we maybe could do way back in the day, may be a little out of reach right now. It doesn't mean we can't get back there, but it may have some progress and some steps between now. And then also finding ones that practice self-care. So sometimes we feel too busy. I don't have time for this, blah, blah, blah. What are some things that we can sneak in? You know, one of the things that I've been enjoying lately is about every 2 weeks, which is super like indulgent for me, but I've been getting a half hour therapeutic massage. It's not just about relaxation, but they're really focusing on a certain muscle group. And they do a lot of different positioning of like, you know, are your shoulders forward so they can get into the muscles? Are they back so they can work the muscles a little differently and kind of really getting in there? And just, it's been a really nice way to both help with mobility. It's been a really great way to help with recovery from strength training. And it's been a really great way to do something that's like, hey, self, this is for you. Okay. So just the act of doing something where you, it's like you circle it with a highlighter, this is for you. And to soak that in, to acknowledge it, to accept that from yourself goes a long way in recognizing the importance of caring for your body. And when your body feels cared for, it creates so much more, like you're in harmony together, and it creates a positive relationship and a positive viewpoint, and it helps that positive mindset. Okay, so then, you know, another practical step that's really important is to build a supportive environment. And so this is where if you're finding that certain social media accounts are inspiring you, fantastic. If you're finding that certain social media accounts are pulling you down, even if they have great information, unfollow them. This is where it really comes down to being in control of the environment of what you're feeding your mind. Friends, family, take note of what is bringing you down and spend more time with what inspires you and builds you up than what pulls you down. You know, studies show that we need at least 7 to 10 positives for every negative. That is a lot of positives. It is hard to get that many positives. And so think about how few negatives that we need to have in order to have that ratio of negative to positive to stay neutral. And so when you think about creating a supportive environment for yourself, it's not just about having people that care about you. It's about going further and taking it upon yourself to watch and engage in things and go places. Like, what gym do you go to? You know, if you go to a gym or if you go to a workout facility or if you have a trainer or if you go for a walk or wherever it is that you get your movement in, is it somewhere that makes you feel good about yourself or somewhere that makes you feel inadequate? Now, that doesn't mean that you should avoid things that make you feel inadequate. But similar to what we were talking about before, you may want to take a couple of steps before you go somewhere that makes you feel like you're not good enough. And so I would recommend doing this very deliberately because we don't want to just throw something out like, oh, that's hard. Oh, that makes me not feel good about myself. But if we're like, you know what, when I go in there, I am playing down because I'm uncomfortable. That's a sign that we need to build up to that and not throw ourselves in at such an advanced level. And so maybe we work with a personal trainer so that we don't feel like such a fish out of water. Maybe we go somewhere where there's more of a class that we can follow, or we figure out, we want to have a strategic way of how do we get from point A to point B, because ultimately we do want to be able to go to our local gym. But if it's, or maybe a different time of day, because you know, there's times a day where there's, it's more quiet, less pressure. And then there's times a day where it's like all the after work really fit people come in, and there can be different vibes at different times during the day. Think about it strategically. Don't cut yourself short. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to work out as many times a week because of whatever. But those are all things that are okay to consider. If something is getting in your head and creating a mental block, it is okay to say, hey, I need to work on that mental block. But until I'm able to conquer that mental block, I'm going to set myself up for success in my workout and go at a time and a place in a way that allows me to give it my all and not feel uncomfortable so that I'm playing smaller. So as we wrap up today, a few other things that I do want to point out is that the key points here that we've talked about today is really practice gratitude for your body's abilities, your current abilities, okay? You can be inspired by your past abilities if they were better. You can be excited about the prospect of building up to better abilities, but celebrate with where you're at today. You can look at from where you've come from. You can look at it from what it's currently able to do and be grateful for that and create a mindfulness continuously, like remind yourself over and over, like this is something I need to focus on. And then engage in things that you enjoy actively and that you have ability for. Now, they can always be slightly above your ability. That's actually really good but only so much so that it's just enough of a stretch that it's a challenge, not too much to where it kind of is a 50-50 failure. And the reason is because if you're at 50-50 failure, you're pushing yourself far enough that you're going to have days where it didn't come together. You don't want to be going in your easy lane where it's just like, oh, I can do this with my eyes closed, do this in my sleep, no big deal. No, you want to push yourself, but you want it to be meaningful and successful. And so like when we think about progressive weightlifting, you're adding just enough weight to where you know you're going to be able to lift it. It's just going to be a little bit harder than it was before because you're constantly making those muscles work a little harder to continue to engage them and to continue to tell them they need to remain strong. It's the same thing with other things. Like if you want to learn how to say, I'm on snow skiing today because we just went this last weekend over spring break. But if you want to learn to ski, don't start on a black diamond because you're going to think this is just the most horrific, horrifying sport ever thought of to strap these things to your feet and point them down a hill and be completely out of control. Start where you need to be, you know, get a lesson and then be really excited that you got out there. And then the next time as you progress, like try a new lift, try a new run, go a little faster, turn a little more, like make sure you're falling a few times because that means you're trying something, but you shouldn't be like freaking out of your mind. Like this is not possible for me to get down. This isn't fun. So you're just next step, next step, next step. You get the point. I'm rambling on about this. And then if needed, if there's a negative thought that you're having over and over and over and over, and you can't stop it. So like for me with my pants and the button, it's like, these are stupid pants. They gap in the back. So I've got like 2 extra inches in the back of this waistband, but then it's pulling too tight in the front that then it pops and it won't stay. This is just a defective pair of pants. And yes, like it's spring break. I could be, you know, sometimes they fit a little better than they do at the moment, but these are just a defective pair of pants. Like that's a fairly easy thing to work through, justify, realize that my body's fine. Like I'm doing fine. Like all the successes and things that I'm grateful for over the week, this is like nothing. But there are things that come up over and over and over that we're frustrated with, and they can be PCOS related or not, but specifically when it comes to PCOS, you know, it could be that week that you should have your period and you're just constantly thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. Is it going to start? Is it going to start? Is this month going to be on time? When you have something like that, sometimes coming up with an affirmation can be really helpful in training your mind how you want to see it, because it's a struggle in the moment when you're frustrated, when you're upset, when you're worried, when you're dealing with anxiety about it, to in that moment come up with a positive way of thinking about it or talking to yourself about it. And so coming up with an affirmation or several affirmations around the topic of how you want to talk about it. And you could, you know, say something like, you know, my body will have its period when it's ready. I'm going to continue to nourish and care for my body in a way to help it regulate its hormone cycle. And so you shift your mind from, is it here yet? Is it here yet? Why didn't it start today? Like if it doesn't start tomorrow, it's like, it's a month, this is a failure. Like it's not getting any better. You know, like I'll be more for days than it was last month. And, you know, you start to kind of go down this like anxiety spiral. Whereas if you calm yourself by saying, look, it's going to start when it's going to start, because that's when my body says it's time. I am going to focus on continuing to nourish and care for my body to assist my body in regulating its hormone cycle. And so you take away this stress and anxiety about what's happening and you refocus it into what am I doing to help it go smoother? And that's all we can do anyway. The only actions we can control is how do we respond to it. So in conclusion today, don't be afraid of the big goals for your health, but take them in bite-sized pieces, enjoying the journey, embracing the gratitude of what your body is able to do. And don't forget to acknowledge that to yourself. You know, you don't have to share it with everybody and feel like self-conscious about it, but really do like acknowledge it again and again for yourself, day after day after day. Even if you acknowledged it yesterday, you can acknowledge it again today. It doesn't hurt to hear it over and over. And by creating that positivity, you're creating a motivation of success and energy inside of yourself to be able to overcome the hurdles that come with PCOS, to create overall well-being, to improve your healing process, to improve your ability to create those habits to heal your body and to maintain what you have healed. And ultimately, you will enjoy the journey so much more. You will be so much less frustrated along the way and feel so much more empowered as you go through these processes. So I would love to hear over on Instagram, you can find me at @nourishtohealthy. I would love to hear, what is one thing that you're going to be grateful for about your body? What is one thing that your body is doing that is great, that you're happy with, that you're thankful for? You would like to kind of give your body a shout out by sharing it privately on Instagram, just to me, not going to post it anywhere, not going to share it with anyone else. Just, I want to hear from you, you know, and then it doesn't have to become a whole conversation. I can just like it back, give you a thumbs up, congratulate you on recognizing something that you are being positive about your body, that you're appreciating in your body. And I hope you found this episode helpful. Please hit the subscribe button so that you are notified each and every week when your next dose of PCOS health becomes available here on the PCOS Prepare podcast. And until next time, bye for now.
Did you know that the studies of PCOS epigenetics have shown that our environment can either worsen or reverse our PCOS symptoms? I believe that although PCOS makes us sensitive to our environment, it also makes us powerful. When we learn what our body needs and commit to providing those needs, not only do we gain back our health, but we grow in power just by showing up for ourselves. This is why I want to invite you to take the PCOS Root Cause Quiz, to learn more about your symptoms, your root causes, and the repair methods for your PCOS hormones. You can take the quiz by clicking the link in the show notes or by going to www.pcoscause.com. I want to show you how to create an environment that promotes healing for you while still being able to live the life that you enjoy. Go take the quiz now so that you can step into the vision that you have for your life and your health.